USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Drug maker Pfizer said Wednesday that its COVID-19 vaccine may offer reduced protection against the South African variant of the virus. A new lab study showed the vaccine was still able to neutralize the virus, but its antibody protection was reduced by two-thirds. Andy Slavitt, the White House senior advisor for COVID response, tells CNBC that the vaccine still exceeds the threshold for it to work against the coronavirus.
It is less effective, but still above the threshold. So what does that mean? When I ask, what does that mean? They basically say there's a threshold at which the vaccine has to surpass in order to work. And these vaccines appear to work above the threshold. So while it's less, people are feeling pretty good that the vaccines are responding and creating antibodies, although not as many. So will it require an amendment? That we don't know.
This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energize Health, and I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect, worse than death, erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. energizehealth.com.
Atlanta's mayor is hoping to dissuade fans from coming to town for the NBA All-Star Game. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Atlanta's Democrat Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms has a message for NBA fans. Stay away from her city. The Atlanta mayor urging fans not to visit the city around the time of the NBA All-Star Game festivities. The NBA recently announcing that the annual Best of the Best game will be played at State Farm Arena on March 7th. The event is expected to be closed off from the general public. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And President Biden is expected to ask the Department of Justice to review his authority to forgive student loan debt. The president was asked about student loan forgiveness at a town hall meeting in Milwaukee on Tuesday night, saying he'd favor canceling $10,000 in debt. But some in his party are pushing the president to go as high as $50,000. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Federal officials are warning Americans to be on the lookout for counterfeit N95 masks. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announced Wednesday they'd seized counterfeit masks over the last several weeks, masks that were intended for use in hospitals and medical facilities in 12 states.
That over the last few weeks, Homeland Security Investigations, the criminal investigative arm of ICE, has seized over 11 million counterfeit N95 respirators intended to be used by frontline healthcare workers throughout the nation. That includes a seizure earlier today with special agents of Homeland Security Investigations, or HSI as it is commonly known, of seizing more than 1 million counterfeit masks as part of an ongoing investigation into a criminal enterprise distributing counterfeit masks throughout the United States.
The masks were discovered in facilities like the Cleveland Clinic and the Minnesota Department of Health, and nearly 2 million counterfeits were located in 40 hospitals in Washington State. And former Heisman Trophy winner Tim Tebow announced Wednesday he'd be hanging up his baseball spikes. Tebow returned to the diamond in 2016, playing four seasons in the New York Mets minor league system. He spent the 2019 season at the Mets AAA club in Syracuse, one step away from the majors. Tebow finished his time in baseball a career .222 hitter with 18 home runs and 109 RBIs. In a statement, Tebow thanked the Mets organization and his teammates, saying that he currently felt called in other directions. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.